When you get your ballot, you're going to realize that it's kind of short. If you haven't seen the sample ballot, there's not many offices that are actually on the ballot. There will be no local candidates that will be in the primary this year. That's because all local candidates ran unopposed. Now, they will be on the November ballot, but as far as the primary goes, you will not see any local candidates on the primary ballot this time. The runoff will be April 16th if we have a runoff. And if you vote Republican in the primary, you would have to vote Republican in the runoff. If you vote Democrat in the primary, you have to vote Democrat in the runoff. And if you decide, hey, I don't really want to vote, I just want to vote on the constitutional amendment, you can get a constitutional amendment and just vote on it. And then when the runoff comes, you can vote in either party.